Blog Talk Radio.
Don't know what to do. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to ask God to speak to you. Speak to me, Lord Jesus. Because if you don't speak to me, I don't know what to do. I want you to be blessed with this music, and I'll be right back. Yes, 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 yes. I want to thank you for joining in to another broadcast with Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Truly, 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 where we are blessed to be a blessing. I want to welcome you to the Wednesday with the Word. Amen. I'm excited once again because I understand every single time I open up my mouth to tell the story of Jesus Christ, to tell the story of the life that he wants us to live, that there's always going to be an attack of the enemy. There's always going to be the enemy coming against, stand that we take for the betterment of God's people. Amen. So it is very, 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 very important that we ask God to speak to us. Why do we need him to speak to us? So that we can hear the will of God. So when he speak, he's talking. And when he's talking, he teach us how to walk. He teach us how to live. He teach us how to give. Whew. I'm telling you, glory to God. And when things are not going right, we learn how to establish a committed prayer life. Amen. Because the attack of the enemy is going to always, always take its course. Why? So that we may be strengthened, so that we may become more like Christ. Amen. It's all about maintaining the victory in our spiritual walk with Christ. Yes, maintaining victory in spiritual warfare through prayer. Amen. It is through prayer. I want to say it again. It is through prayer that we walk in spiritual victory. And when you're able to win spiritually, hallelujah, you're able to win in the natural. Glory to God. Well, again, I want you to get your Bibles out. This Pastor Teresa docs where I am sold out. Do you hear me? Sold out to pray. Sold out to Christ. Sold out to the things of the kingdom. I feel like Paul, a prisoner of the gospel, where you can't escape, even if you wanted to, where you're locked up in the parameters of the church, because truly the church is within us. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. We're going to talk about, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us how to have a desire to live prayer life, how to be faithful to prayer, how to be committed to prayer, how to walk in a lifestyle of prayer. So I want to welcome everyone to our 6 a.m. prayer line, Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. We will be there, and you can dial 848-220-3100. We'll be on the prayer line, and the pin to get in is Prayer Works. Prayer Work. I'll be giving that number out again at the end of the call, but I want you to join us. We're going to be going in to prayer Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. And then we're going to have our evening prayer every Friday at 6 p.m. Because why? Because prayer works. So when you want something to change, hallelujah, go deeper in prayer. Go deeper in prayer. It's prayer time, people of God. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. Well, again, we're going to be talking about, Lord, teach us to pray, and with maintaining victory in warfare through prayer. You know, so many things happen in the course of a day, in the course of our life. And I want, you know, even when you go back to think about when Adam and Eve, when they fell, what did they do when they fell in the garden? They relinquished their rulership of the earth to Satan. See, it was a fallen angelic being. And then spiritual warfare is the reversal of that procedure. I want you to get it. Spiritual warfare is an unseen power that's encountered between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God. We haven't been taught to understand the magnitude of our words, the magnitude of our prayer life. Amen. So through prayer, through fasting, through exercising the authority of Christ, and Christ on his cross, I'll say it like that. See, believers, we indwell and we be empowered by the Holy Spirit by forcing angelic beings to relinquish their hold on the lives of God's people, to relinquish their rulership of the earth. Prayer is incumbent upon us to use the scriptures when we fight, to have an established prayer life, because see, prayer first changes who? It changes us. And then once we are changed, our heart begins to change, and then our light begins to shine, and others can see our good works, and they'll glorify the Father which is in heaven. It is not personal. It is all spiritual. Amen. So don't think that you are that the enemy want to attack you. He actually want to attack your destiny. He want to attack your influence. He want to attack everything that God has established for you to do and for you to become. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you right now for this time with you. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would allow everyone at the sound of my voice to understand the importance of prayer. Father, put an unction to function in everyone's spirit to join us Monday through Friday on our prophetic prayer line, 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Father, as they call in, God, cause an anointing to trickle down from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, I ask you for fire. Let your fire come and let your fire destroy everything that's not like you. And Father, shape us, make us, mold us, and cause manifestations so that we can be used for your glory. And as I go forth, keep me hidden behind the cross as you cause others to hear you. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, and I come against every single adversary, every condescending spirit, I send you back to the pits of whence you came, and I welcome open eyes and open ears so that we would not only hear, that we would see what you're doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let the church in you say amen. Glory to God. It is prayer time. It's not by accident that we are going through what we're going through. It is not by accident that we're dealing with what we're dealing with. Somebody just say amen. So we ask God to speak to us. So we ask him to lead us. We ask him to correct us. We ask him to allow us not only to know his will, but to do his will. Amen. So that we may decree, so that we may declare some things, and they will come to pass. Amen. Glory to God. See, the enemy hate prayer. The enemy hate intercession. So let me just do it right now. I say this to all intercessors. Because we exercise our legal authority in Christ when we pray. See, we exercise our legal authority. It is one of the greatest things that Satan attacks. You know, I've been to so many prayer conferences, prayer meetings, prayer lines, prayer ministries over the years that were stopped or hindered because of the enemy attack. But we must realize that our fight is not against flesh and blood. I want you to hear me. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. We're not deceived by Satan's devices. It is an attack that in the spiritual realm, it is an unseen power that encounters between two kingdoms. I want you to get it. I want you to see it. I want you to understand it. And I want you to know it, that this attack is against God, not against you. The enemy is on, I'll say, an all-time high, because he's attacking people in this arena, in this season, in this battle more than ever. See, when COVID came, or when the lie came, when the deception came, when it was released, so many people, health was not only attacked, but mental health, spiritual health, physical health has been attacked, and especially against the intercessor's loved ones. So when you get on the front line, because when you pray, you're on the front line. You are the target. Amen. So when I say you are the target, guess what? Your family, your loved ones are the target. So we must realize, if we don't realize anything else, that this battle is not against flesh and blood. But if the enemy can attack you and attack your family and keep going on and on, you'll stop praying, because you'll be so discombobulated. The next thing you know, you're fighting in the natural. The next thing you know, you're fighting with words. The next thing you know, you're fighting with techniques and tactics. The next thing you know, you don't forget to pray. The next thing you know, division is the course of the day. The next thing you know, deception is ruling. The next thing you know, you start taking things personal. Come on, somebody. We're not deceived by Satan's devices. Because you have a purpose, a fulfillment, because you have destiny all over you, because God can trust you, the enemy going to attack you more. But count it all joy. Stay in the battle. It's incumbent that we win. You're going to win. See, the enemy is on an all-out attack to stop our prayer life, because he knows that there is power in intercession. See, there's power that even one intercessor that knows her authority or his authority in prayer, if you know the authority that you legally have been given in prayer and you begin to pray, you see things happen. You know, I was speaking to my sister and my brother today, and we did a mandate of prayer, and I believe it was maybe August, September. And it was, you know, we did prayer at 6 for a couple weeks on a Pacific assignment. And I'll tell you, every single thing that we prayed manifested. Why did it manifest? Because we were on one accord in one place. What does that mean? We prayed the prayer of faith, and that faith touched heaven. One accord, one faith. And then being on one accord We were in one place. What is the one place? The one place is we had a target. We had a bullseye view. And we hit the target with our faith. And God answered. He don't lie. He multiplies. He don't die. He lives. So I am saying to you, join us at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. If you got some issues, you have some concerns, and you operate in faith, we want you to join us. And I'm going to give that number again. Area code 848-220-3100. And the code is prayer work. Prayer work. It works. And that would be 772-937-9675. That is prayer works. We are not just praying for manifestations. We know God's not going to come down and do anything. It's the prayer of faith that heals the sick. It's the prayer of faith that heals the sick. It's the prayer of faith that heals the sick. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Say it within. Operate in your legal authority. And do what only God can do. Connect with us. And you're going to watch some things happen. I don't know if my brother is on the line or not. But if he's free, I'm going to ask him if he would just give one testimony when we got together to pray this last time. I'm going to open up the board, and I'm going to ask him if he would just give a testimony on the result of the prayer line. Hold on. Let me see if he's with us.
I'm here.
Amen. Amen. Minister Bernard?
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
Oh, praise God. I'm going to yield to you.
Yes. We came together. We had a conversation, and we were talking about coming together and getting some things done that we were believing for. And it was four of us, and we all had a certain thing that we wanted to believe on, you know, and we all came together and said what those things were, and then we wanted to meet. We had a precise time that we wanted to meet on, and it was like in the early morning, the early a.m., and then, you know, sometimes we had to sacrifice. Sometimes it was about the sacrifice. We had to get up earlier. Sometimes we were tired, but that didn't matter. We still pressed on, and we came together, and we agreed on some things that honestly didn't seem really possible, you know, but we know God can do all things, but naturally you would think God's going to do all that. But let me tell you, we came together, we prayed, we took turns praying, and we both trusted and believed God. And pretty much everything we asked him for just came to fruition. It took place, it happened, and we watched it happen. And, you know, we came together every day at that time, praying, believing. And I believe some of us was kind of fasting too, but we just was believing God and trusting him. And he done some incredible things that it seemed like we was praying for some people to turn around and do things differently. And they began to turn around, and we're watching it now. And it's just like, wow, they turned around like a 360 degree turn. They changed their life, the things they were doing completely. So God can do it. He can manifest anything as long as you're trusting and believing. Then it's going to take place. It's going to happen. So we have to trust. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it is something when you connect yourself with kindred spirits, when you connect yourself with people that believe in what God says, not only what he says, but what he says about you. Amen. Amen. People that's going to celebrate you and not just tolerate you. Amen. But glory to God. But we're talking. I want to thank you, Minister Bernard, for just staying on the wall and staying faithful to the things of the kingdom. Because, you know, as he was talking, thinking about, and I know we all saw the movie The Prayer Room. You know, it's an excellent example of the power of prayer that's demonstrated in a elderly intercessor who knew her authority. And she just would not give in to the enemy's lie. Because, see, what the enemy does is he lied to you. He tried to deceive you. He tried to make you fight against flesh and blood. His whole thing is to turn you against others. See, she taught a younger woman in the war room how to stand strong in prayer for her marriage. And God broke through in an amazing way. To my astonishment, as I was watching it, it encouraged me so much. It just made me want to just fight in prayer. See, prayer can take you anywhere. Anything that you believe in God for, and even when you have made a mistake, God will make the crooked way straight. Do not look at your prayer life as a small ministry of no importance. You see, the enemy know full well how mighty you are. He knows it more than you do. He knows that you can pull down his stronghold with your faith if you don't doubt. So he's going to try to intimidate you. He tried to discourage you. He tried to divide you. He tried to defeat you. Don't accept those lies. As Minister Bernard was saying, we were asking for some things that we couldn't see happening, but we knew God could make it happen. He made it happen so supernaturally that after we put those prayers out, we just let it flow. And manifestations just start coming. So doubt, deception, discouragement, division, it's time to stop. It's time to be the church and stop accepting those enemy strikes in the natural. See, he strike us in the natural by our finances, our love walk. And I can, when you're talking about a love walk, if he can get you in unforgiveness, he knows. If you're walking in unforgiveness, I'm not talking about others. I'm talking about me. If my life is not in forgiveness of others and forgiveness of myself, I have to start at home. Forgive me. I have to forgive myself when I let myself down. This is all fresh rhema, people of God. I have all kind of notes. I have all kind of scriptures. But this is the Lord speaking directly to his people who are called by his name. It's something about when God is doing something in your life, the enemy will attack you like never before. The enemy will try to get into me if I choose to let him. If I look at what people say, if I look at what people do, then I have taken my eyes off my goal. Let me give you some scriptures to substantiate what I'm saying to you. Amen. About the authority that God has given us. So he's given each and every one of us authority. And if you know that you can walk in that authority, you're going to win. Care if your body feel weak, your spirit can be on an all-time high. I want you to turn to Romans 8 and 8 and 15. Amen. Romans. And I hope you have your Bibles, because it's hard for me to be listening to anyone teach and I don't have my Bible. Amen. Again, that's Romans 8 and 15. Let me pull it up so we can begin to read. And I have time for you to pull it up and go with me. Glory to God. Okay, here we go. And the Bible says in Romans 8, and everywhere else, glory to God, here we go. The Bible says, the Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. So don't be afraid to walk in your authority. The word adoption to sonship is what gets me. So you are now given full legal standing as an adopted heir. Come on, somebody. If you're adopted in the family and you put on the family last name, you're all set. All the benefits that anyone else. There's neither Jew nor Gentile. Come on, somebody. We have to walk in our full authority. See, prayer can be defined in two senses, general prayer and restricted is the most common sense, the most common used prayer. But you can go into prayer and you can communicate, and then you can also commune with God. It's a difference when you commune with him, because when you commune with him, you're not just doing all the talking. It is a conversation. And prayer is a monologue, and it is a dialogue. Prayer is a conversation. So whenever you have a conversation with God, you cannot do all the talking. You have to be quiet, so that he may talk to you, so that he can answer you. It is my belief, whenever I pray, I always expect God to speak. I don't just pray and say, okay, God, whatever you want to do, let your will be done. I pray and I wait there. I wait for an answer. And he always honors the faith. I have faith to believe that he's going to answer me. So whatever situation you're going through, I want you to write it down. I want you to write down every single issue that you want a solution to. Since you have been adopted into the sonship, since you have been given legal rights and you are you have authority in your prayer, I want you to write it down. And I want you to, I'm going to give you two options. You can email it to us at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. That's kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. Amen. KINGDOM Builder, BUILDER, Plaza, PLAZE, @gmail.com. Send them, send those prayer requests in, and then you can give us a call, or you can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. 313-583-9739. Watch us get in a faith fight with you. Preparing for our end of the year conference, we are having a prophetic prayer conference December 30th and December 31st. We're going to have a prophetic dinner theater, and it's going to be a play and dinner. We're going to have our FMAM classes for men about men. We're going to have our prophetic intercessors training classes. And we're going to have a watch night service, which is going to be a little different because we're going to have our service up to 11 p.m. Then everyone's going to go to their rooms because we're staying at the hotel. And we're going to all be in prayer. Amen. I'm so excited about what God is doing. Now, let me say this. In the midst of God doing things, we have to keep our family covered in prayer. Because when we go into the enemy's camp, we have to make sure that we have every portal that shouldn't be open closed. Amen. Because we don't want to be slipping and dipping. We don't want to be leaking. We want to make sure everything is tight. Everything is tight so the enemy can't get in. Because we're going into the Lord's house that's within to make some changes. If you want some things to change in your family that seem impossible, join us. Because we're not playing. And if you know any intercessors that could be birthed out, that's what we do. We welcome you to invite them. Because we want to birth out more prayer warriors. We want to teach on prayer. We want to cause the elements of prayer to manifest in the lives of God's people. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I have so many scriptures here. But, you know, what I'm doing today is I'm just strictly saying, Lord, have your way. You know how you made all the notes and you got a lot of them, and the Lord is, this is for somebody. Let me go here. The English word is pray as well as prayer. It comes from the Latin word precare, P-R-E-C-A-R-E. I want you to get it, which means to ask earnestly, which means to beg, to entreat. And then there's a number of Hebrew words that translate, this translated pray, and I'm going to give you just a couple of them so you can be well-rounded. Amen. There's a word, palel, and that's P-A-L-E-L, and it means to intervene, to intercede. And you interceding for someone with your faith. You're believing goodwill for others with your faith. See, God's going to honor your prayers because you're praying for someone else in faith. And as they're blessed, guess what? You're going to see your family blessed. You know, I'm so delighted when I get prayer requests. For if someone say, can you pray for my name, for my enemy? You know, it's, to me, you very seldom get people that come and say, pray for my enemy. Can you go in faith with me for my enemy? God will honor those prayers because guess what? You begin to follow the order of God. That's what he told us to do. He said, pray for them that despitefully use us. He told us to do good to them. He didn't tell us to set traps. He didn't tell us to speak evil words. He told us to pray. So what do? We pray the prayer of faith. And we watch the manifestation of God, how he works, how he rules, how he super rules. So if you want things to change in the lives of other people, make a commitment. Make a commitment and begin to pray. Begin to connect with prayer warrior. Learn the word of God. Don't fight with your words. Fight with the scriptures. Fight with the word of faith. You know, that's what we're supposed to fight with, because we don't get caught in the middle. Amen. So I want you to begin to make your commitment to prayer, fasting. We're going to be calling a fast as soon as we get together. And then as the year come in, you're going to begin to see God move mightily, not just in your life, but in your friend's life, in your family's life, in your neighbor's life. And everything you touch is going to manifest. I decree it and I declare it and I expect it. Come on, somebody. How many expect God to move? God said, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to ask. I'm waiting on you to believe. I'm waiting on you to connect. I'm waiting on you to walk by faith and not by sight. See, in this unseen realm, we must operate in the unseen realm, because that's operating in faith to do some things. I go into prayer. And, you know, and in prayer, you can travail in many different ways. You can travail in tears. See, God said, I will bottle up your tears, and they will become sweet aroma in my nostrils. So don't think you shed those tears in vain. God has not forgotten about us. He's waiting on us to pray the prayer of faith and decree some things. Command your morning. You know, you get up in the morning and start declaring your lordship over the day. Decreeing and declaring over someone's life. Speak prophetic words. Take authority over every single demon, over every circumstance. You take authority over it. And then you say, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Because sometimes we miss it. So we have to decree those things. We have to expect those things. We have to stay on the wall. Whether we're down on our face, on our knees, or in a conversation, we are warring in the spirit. And I decree and declare that you will go forth with strength of the Lord, with a strength to conquer everything that come against you, that he will strike down your enemies, both, I like to say, both spiritually and physically. You know why? Because our enemy is not flesh and blood. Our enemy is no one. Amen. Our enemy is spiritual. Amen. I want to email anyone, call in to that our home office, 313-583-9739. I want to give you some decrees and some declarations. I'm going to give you over 1,000 so that you can begin to decree and declare. And I'm going to give you an example. You want to decree and declare, you do not let natural things bother you. You decree and declare that you will continue to sow in the lives of others. You decree and declare that you're going to take care of this body that God gave you, because I'll tell you, once that body leaves, it's done in the earth realm. And now eternal life began. But while you're here, you want to be in good health. That's what God said. He said, I want you to be in good health, and I want you to prosper, and I want your soul to prosper. He said, I wish above all things. I think that's powerful. I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. So the Lord is faithful, and he will prosper all that we put our hands to do. The Bible tells us about that in Deuteronomy. Yes, Deuteronomy 15 and 10. I decree and declare that the Lord Ananias called you his vigilant hero, his mighty warrior. Use the word. You know, you get this together and you start decreeing that thing. And guess what? Every time you decree it, you strike down the enemy. So he gets in your head and he attacks your health. And he make you think, you know, you're going crazy. He make you think this is wrong, that is wrong. Then you begin to look up. And you say, no matter what I see, no matter what I hear, believe. Amen, that I'm going to go forth in your mighty strength, and I'm going to conquer everything that come against me. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I decree and declare that you're faithful and that you're going to follow the Lord's commandments. I decree and declare that you got a clean house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So these, I'm going to give you prayer points on our line that we are doing. You're going to get prayer points. You're going to get declarations. It's going to be something that's going to change your life. It's not prayer as usual. Okay? I want you to understand, you probably have been on many prayer lines, but this one is orchestrated straight from heaven to cause foundations to be laid in your house. We're talking about victory through prophetic prayer, victory through spiritual warfare. We got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just so looking forward to getting in the faith fight with every single person that's on the line. I am so looking forward to seeing God's victory in your life. I am so looking forward to seeing you manifest in the fullness of Christ. That is what rings my bell. That is what I'm called to do. Watch others grow. And watch others glow for God's glory. So we have to be in good health. So we have to take care of our body, and we have to take care of our spirit, and we have to take care of our mentality. We have to take care of what God has given us rulership over. So let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Start decreeing and declaring some things. Join us on the prayer line. Amen. The prayer line will officially start on Monday morning. Monday morning at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, baby. I'll see you there. 6 o'clock, tell someone that if they have a prayer request and they want to get in the faith fight and they have kindred spirit, invite them to come. Invite them to join you. And then you build up your prayer team, you know, because what did the disciples do? they went from house to house, and they built up clusters of strength. And then they went to another house. They built up another team. And if we keep doing that, you know, so many people understand the power of unity. The enemy knows if he can sow discord, he can tear down anything. If he can sow division, he can tear down anything. But if you are a seer, if you are a hearer, you can identify that spiritual attack. So God give you blessings to be a blessing. He give you peace so that you can give peace. So whatever you may be blessed with, give it away. Have a person that you're particularly going to watch them grow. And maybe some of us can have 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Too much is given, much is required. But I want to encourage you in the Lord today. We're not to and fro. We're not everywhere. We're steadfast. We're immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to do something different today. I am going to open up the lines, and I'm going to ask if there are any prayer requests. We're going to start with a couple prayer requests, and when we go on the prayer line on Monday, we will have these prayer requests on deck. So if you have a prayer request and you hear that your line is muted and you want to submit that request, I want to encourage you to do so, because we got our pencils, our pens ready. Glory to God. Is there anyone that have a prayer request? We have all the lines open, I believe.
My name is David. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I have a few. One for my brother Derek, who's in a rehab, trying to believe God for some form of manifestation that would allow us to get him out so he can have a normal life as possible. He's been in there a few years now, and it's just an awful location, and you can hardly see him or have you. So I'm praying that some form of God will bless the resources. I don't even say finances, the resources to be able to get him into a place of his own and be able to just take care of myself.
And his name is Derek.
Yeah. Yeah, and then praying for my mother, who's having some medical challenges. She turned 80 Monday, so she's having some medical challenges, so praying for her.
What is her first name?
Emma.
Emma, okay.
And I just pray for my whole family. I'd be praying for those of Pacific. And myself, for a lot of transitions are happening with me. So I just want to be prepared for these transitions that are happening.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We got you. We got you. We got you. Amen. Is there anyone else?
Doing everything.
Come on, somebody. You got some kids. You got somebody you need to put on this list. This is your moment. This is your opportunity to open up your mouth.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
This is the prayer reporter. God bless you and your prayer warrior. I just want to lift up and have prayer for my granddaughter, Shanice. I just got out of the hospital, some heart complications. Also, my daughter, Tenlicia, in court. And so we want to lift that up. I would like to lift her up in prayer concerning those manners, those and myself, I'm still going through something very unexpected, but I'm just asking for God's favor and just for me to be continue to stay strong in the Lord and keep my faith, which I know I will do that. But just asking for prayer warriors, you know, prayer for strength to keep me strong and healthy. Without my health, I can do nothing. So I need to do that. So and again, like the young man said, the gentleman said, just pray for my whole family. Because right now, everybody, I think, in this whole wide world needs to be lifted up because our world is upside down. And those of us that know the Lord and believe in him, have a relationship with him, you're in a good place. You just have to reach out for those that are not there yet. So, and all of us are babes in the Lord, I feel. You know, I speak for myself and I speak for some others that have said as much, but just lift us up. And another person I just come to mind, Miss Patricia, lift her up. She has a daughter that is very contrary, has been very disrespectful towards her. Please lift that up in prayer. And if we can, you know, prayer. I know prayer can do anything. Prayer can move mountains. And the Lord can move mountains. So I know he can do anything. And I know once the prayer warriors go to him in faith, it will, that whole thing will be removed. So I just would like to lift her up, her and her daughter up, because they were feuding today.
You said Miss Patricia?
It's Miss Patricia. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know her daughter's name?
Oh, my God. Maya.
Okay, Miss Shannon, we got you. Thank you so much for calling me in also.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else? Okay, captivate the moment. Is there anyone else before we close the lines out? Okay, now these texts that I'm getting, should I just ignore them with these names? But I'm not going to ignore you. I'm going to write the names down. Glory to God. I want to thank those that came forth boldly. And God's going to honor those requests. And you're going to see manifestations. You're going to see God move. And you're going to give your testimony. We decree it to be so. Amen, amen, amen. So again, I don't want to hold you any longer, but what I want to say to you, I want you to get that in your spirit. It's prayer time. It's time to stop talking about the situation. It's time to exercise your faith and get connected with the prayer line. Amen, everyone. We love you from Elder and I and Kingdom Builders Development Institute and our ministry family. We love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And we decree and declare that you're walking into this next spiritual place with God. So come on in the room. We're going to be there. Again, I told you I'll give you that number again at the end of the call. Area code 4848. 220-3100. Code is prayer works. Prayer work. I'm sorry, not works. Prayer work. So I want to encourage you Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be on the call. And Fridays at 6 p.m. we will be on the call. So we're doing 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., Friday at 6 p.m. Come on, we need to watch some manifestations of the change. Glory to God. And if you like what we're doing, I want to encourage you to continue to support us in prayer. If you want to go to Give a Fire, if you want to give, We want to encourage you to do so. We're preparing for our conference, and if you want to be part of that blessing, we want to encourage you to go to www.giveify.com. That's G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. And look for Pastor Teresa Docks with Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. And you can sow. You can download the app and you can sow as you grow. Amen. Be steadfast and be unmovable. Father, we thank you right now. And we decree and declare that every single word that we have said, God, that you have heard it, you have watered it, you have brought forth the increase, because you're God all by yourself. Let everyone agree with heaven today and say, I am a son, I'm a daughter of the King, and I'm well able to take the land. God bless everyone. Supernaturally blessed. And know that we're here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time. We're here every Sunday at 12:30 Central Time. So you can join us, and we'll be so happy that you did. God bless everyone, and I just want to encourage you to continue to command your day. God bless you. Have a supernatural rest of your evening.